Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, I know you've probably heard me say this before, and you think I'm just talking off the top of my head. Well, or maybe you think I'm out of my head. Well, either way, I got to say it. I can't help it. But you got to wake up and you got to bring it each and every day. Just bring it. You know, I believe that's what basketball players, football players, soccer players, hockey players, tennis players, those who run track, those who swim miles and miles and miles. I believe that this is something that major CEOs of organizations that are very successful and possibly even those that are not so successful. I believe this is what every student that is on the honor roll, and by the way, congratulations if you made the recent honor roll. I believe this is what they tell themselves. I believe that. I know it's what I tell myself. It's what got me from GED to PhD. I know that this is what it takes. You have to bring it. And I also believe that there were many, many times in my life when I didn't bring it. And so we're going to apply that bring it concept to various areas and parts of our lives. And so I'm working on a few major projects. I'm talking about, this is major stuff. One, you've heard me talk about the Be Better Challenge. That's like my baby, you know. You ever see those women with like 15 children and it only took them like 15 years to have them? And you wonder, and none of them are twins. They were constantly pregnant and birthing out another baby. Well, I never had physical children, or biological children, I should say, because my dreams are very physical. But I never questioned God, like, God, why you didn't give me a baby? God, I want a baby. You know, which is fine. I don't knock anybody that says that. I say, go for it. But when you have a God giving you so many natural gifts and dreams and births, I mean, hey, you know, maybe you can't touch these things per se that I birthed out, but I still feel that it's being fruitful. You know, the Word of God says, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And I have to say that I can see where these things can replenish the earth because they replenish the minds of people and the hearts of people who have to go out and then say, let's just say, have those biological children, raising families, raising villages. So I am just as excited. If you ever, if you are a woman, if you ever known a woman who was about to have a baby, and then when they had that baby, if you've ever experienced that for yourself and you had great joy with it, well, you know exactly how I feel. So these projects are like my babies. They're like birthing something. And just like when you raise a child and it grows up, but you're still concerned about it, you still look after that child or you still look into the child, that's how I feel about the projects, that those that I've already completed, those that are, you know, some of my children are teenagers, some of them are grown, some of them are headed for the senior citizens home. But you know what? You know, just like with a parent, that's still your baby. You don't care how old they get, right? They could be changing your diaper, but that's still your baby. So these projects are still my baby, whether it be the Release Your Power coaching, whether it be the training programs that I put on. I just tell you, whether it be the Release Your, the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Conference in its fourth year, that's a baby right there. It's, my baby's only 4 years old. Hey, I can't ditch them, right? They're only four. They'll lock me up for that. And now another baby today. But that Bring It concept and how we got to bring it, just like, you know, Michael Jordan did for years, or just like, I forget the guy's name who plays for Cleveland. My sister told me she was just watching him in a game down in Baltimore a couple of days back. And he had to bring it, just like when we were watching the award show the other night, the Oscars, and, you know, those actors and actresses and musicians and directors and writers and makeup specialists and all of that. These and technologists and all the people behind the scenes, these people, every day they wake up and they get to the set and they bring it. And that's why we get the phenomenal shows that we do, that we so much love and that so entertain us. And you authors out there, when you write your stories. And so I just love that, because that's another baby, the Bring It baby. I just have to bring it baby. Now I have a topic that I want to talk about today, which is yet another baby. But don't worry, these are babies. They're not out of wedlock. These babies, they not just baby daddies. Missing a baby daddy, all my babies got daddies, because, and they got the same daddy, y'all, and that is God. Ooh, Lord, let me tell you about the daddy. Let me tell you about their father, the father of your ideas, the father of your dreams and your goals. If you allow God to be the father of your dreams and your goals, he'll never run out on you with child support. He will, let me tell you something, you won't lack Pampers, you won't lack milk, you won't lack toys, you won't lack clothing, you won't lack anything that baby needs. That baby's got to have more than enough, because God always takes care of his children. Yes, he does. He provides for them. He won't leave you, okay? You know, he won't leave you and try to duck his responsibilities or not pay the child support so that your child can live well. Yes, he's good like that. And so I tell you, God has birthed these babies out. And this is baby I'm talking about today, which is also the topic of our show. And that's, so I just want to welcome you to the show. Thank you for tuning in. It's your first time tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Coach Lisa. Some people know me as Coach Lisa, but you can call me Lisa. And you can reach me throughout the social media networks, or you can simply talk to me right here on the show in the morning, 7 o'clock a.m. Don't call me at 7:30, because I'll be running out the door. But if you call me at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm right here at 347-945-7991. If you want to talk to me, you hit your number one key. I'll open up your phone line. By now, those of you who've been tuning in, we really appreciate you. So many of you have tuned in. But I'm going to encourage you to call in today, 347-945-7991, because at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you about a special offer that we have, a gift today for those who dial in. So those, and I can see who's dialed in, so you won't be able to say, but we were dialed in. No, I can see. But I'm going to give you instructions on what to do for those of you who actually take the time to dial in. That's right. Use the minutes on that phone. What else you going to do with it? You can't take them with you. When you leave here, you might as well use the minutes up. I use my minutes up every month. My husband will tell you, every month I max them out. What am I going to save them for? I can't take them with me. So dial in 347-945-7991. If you're on a, and I know some people's plans don't allow you to, and they charge you and things like that, so certainly don't incur a charge for this. But if you're on a landline and you can dial in, it's free, it doesn't cost you anything. And that's what I want to share. But this topic today, I'm so excited. Another one of my babies, create your financial success. That's my baby, y'all. Create your financial success. And it's not just a book about, but it's actually a book. And it's not just a book about budgeting. It's not just a book about how to get $1 million. It's not just a book about, you know, how to be rich and famous. It's different in the sense that it uses my everyday experiences with what I've learned about and what I've learned in business school and what I've learned from teaching business students to what I've learned about what it took for, you know, me and my husband to get our first home and to keep that home going even through the recession, this horrible recession that we've had since 2008, when I know many, many people were losing their homes. And at that same time, I was not working in a full-time job around 2011. So some of you know the story. However, I was always working, because when you're an entrepreneur, just because you're not working in someone's company, which is what the usual, what we usually use the term, a full-time job. But when you work for yourself, that's more. That's why we don't call working for yourself a full-time job, because working for yourself is more than a full-time job. It's like a double full-time job. So working for yourself, is we could call that a lifetime job, because it never ends, right? You're the owner. You're constantly thinking about what you can do next. But one thing I can say about God is that when he gives you an idea, you know, that's why we heard the saying, you don't need a good idea, you need a God idea. When God gives you ideas, you know, like I said, when God births something out of you, he's going to provide you the funds to get it done. He's going to make all the provisions financially, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. God is going to provide you with what you need to have the baby, deliver the baby, develop the baby, and watch it grow and see what he does with it next. And so in this book, this baby, God gives, you know, lately here, God's been giving me babies through books. I know some people, if you sing, God may give you babies through songs. You may have albums or MP3s or iTunes, whatever they call it today, records. If you are a mathematician, God may give you babies through a new way to solve a complicated math problem that you're able to sell to schools and colleges so that they can help their students be more successful. If you are a writing specialist, God may give you, you know, something along those lines. If you are a preacher, a teacher, whatever you are, you can look for possibly God to give you your births. Your babies may be along those lines. It's like, just even in the natural, people's children look like them. So whatever your gift is, whatever your talent is, you may find that God will give you things for your talent, for your gift. So this creating your financial success, God has allowed me to talk about having financial success. And again, if, you know, once you get the book, you'll see that it starts out by letting people know that you have to create your own financial success. You can't base it on somebody else's, what they have. First of all, God doesn't operate like that. Yes, and sure, he is no respecter of persons. Absolutely, what he's done for one, he'll do for another. But what he's done for you is giving you your own financial success pathway. what that looks like for you, it might be totally different than what it looks like for someone else. However, sometimes we've been kind of taught and trained in this country to base our success off of somebody else's, and a lot of people got tripped up in that. And then they weren't happy. They were miserable. They had challenges. They were frustrated trying to be like somebody else. Where God is saying, no, that's not what I meant. You know, you interpreted the wrong way. You didn't get the right takeaway. I mean that your success is uniquely designed for you because you have a different personality than other people, okay? Different qualities, right? Abram and Moses were powerful men. Both were men. Both were awesomely used by God, but two totally different missions, two totally different men, different life, different scenarios. I mean, look at Job. Job's life was totally different than, you know, Paul or Peter or David. Was I talking about David? Yeah, David. No, I was talking about Job, my good friend Job. I actually preached about Job two Sundays ago, and boy, oh boy. You know, Job was a very interesting character, and Job lost a lot, but he didn't lose the main thing. And so God has made everyone uniquely able to have some things. But the title of the book is Create Your Financial Success. And see, if we were doing the TV show right now, I would be showing you the book. The TV show is coming later. And the subtitle says, 11 Tips to Bless Your Life. So you get this book, you are going to be a blessed person. You're going to have a blessed life. And on the back it says, are you struggling financially? Do you want to have financial success? Are you ready for change? Yeah, see right there. Those are some great questions to consider and to think about. And then it says, you know, you're going to learn in this book some things. And I had, like I said, I had people to read the book. I was excited about it. So let's look at tip number one in the book. So I said 11 tips to bless your life. So let's just look at the tips in the book. Maybe you'll consider getting a copy for yourself. I wish and hope that you do, because we're going to start doing some teaching from these books, not only this book, but also from Release Your Power. So these are books that you want to get your hands on. These are books that God allowed me to write. Now, remember, I'm coming from the background. I was a high school dropout. I flunked out of high school. I hated school. I thought teachers were absolutely stupid. I thought education was for the birds. I was, even though I was enrolled at both Campbell Junior High School in Cincinnati, Ohio, I rarely went to school to learn. That was not in the cards for me. I went to school to play around. That's all I went to school for. I went to school to meet up with my friends and to play around. By the time I got to high school, which is our high school in Cincinnati started at 10th grade. Our junior high schools, Campbell Junior High, went 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. By the time I got to Aiken High School, which was the high school I was supposed to be graduating from, hopefully, probably, I didn't know, because I didn't have that as a mindset. I wasn't even thinking about graduation. I mean, what was that? I was clueless. For the most part, it was maybe in my subconscious mind, but it was not in my fore mind at all. And so I would go to school and to meet up with my friends so that we could skip school. We would go to the movies. We would go hang out over somebody's house. I lived in the projects. There were, you know, you live in the projects, you're going to get to meet a lot of people. Sometimes you meet people you don't need to meet. But I met a lot of people, and I could go, many, many of these people, you could go hang out at their houses. Some of them had very open houses. You couldn't hang out in my house. My mother didn't play that. But you could go hang out at any of these people's houses. Sometimes their parents didn't care. Sometimes their parents weren't home. Sometimes people lived with their older sibling who didn't care. And they didn't care if we sat around, smoked marijuana, drank beer and wine. Remember Hopping Gator? Some of you are old enough to know what I'm talking about. And I don't know if they had it here on the East Coast, West Coast, or wherever you live, but in Cincinnati, we had this beer. It was real sweet. It was called Hopping Gator. And it was delicious, but it just made you act stupid. And so that probably is why I didn't do so well in school. So here I was, this high school dropout, flunk out. The teachers were probably talking about my mama like a dog. Because you know how teachers do sometimes when the kids are horrible. They just assume that the parents are. But my mother was wonderful. She was smart. She was bright. She was a straight-A student. She graduated high school, read books, was always reading, was very well read. You know, took us to all the children's theaters. She tried her best. But Lalisa, I just rejected everything. I was so rebellious. I was so rebellious. Of course, later we found out why. We didn't know at the time, but who knew I was being molested? So from age 5, and it lasted a very, 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 very long time. That's all I can say for now. It lasted a very, 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 very long time. So to have been through all of that and then dropping out of high school, bumming around, stumbling around for years, and now I'm the author of several books. And so one of those books is Create Your Financial Success. And tip number one says, you have to have the financial growth mindset. That's the first thing. And I opened that chapter with a quote from Winston Churchill that says, the empires of the future are the empires of the mind. And so what are you thinking? What's your mind telling you? And, you know, I heard Dr. Dennis Kimbrough say at one of our Wealth Strategy Symposiums, which was another baby, and that baby actually, we did have the baby, we birthed the baby, we nurtured the baby for a little while, we raised the baby for a little while, I should say, and then that baby went into a homeless shelter, not a homeless shelter, but an orphanage home. So I don't know if we may have to go back and try to reclaim that baby, but we did the workshop 2 years in a row, the symposium, 2007 and 2008. And Dr. Dennis Kimbrough each year was our keynote speaker. And he said something at the first one, and I'm sure he said it at the second one as well, but he said something that I absolutely never forgot. It certainly was life-changing for me, and I'm sure as it was for many people in the audience, we had many people attend that event. Simply because they saw the flyer that said that Dr. Dennis Kimbrough was going to be there. And some people know him because of his work with his rewriting of the book, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. So many people know that Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, that he does a lot of work as it relates to financial and success and things like that. So he was at our Wealth Strategy Symposium, and I opened up the chapter talking about how he had said something, and here's what he said, and I quote, he says, the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. And that's what got me to thinking about this first tip about the financial growth mindset. It was that what Dr. Dennis Kimbrough said. Now, I had heard other things because I had actually read Think and Grow Rich. Back when, I didn't even know that I was reading something that was like a lifetime achievement book or something. I didn't know that. My mother had it around the house. I was probably sitting around there bored one day that I probably didn't have any money and, you know, none of my boyfriends would come get me and take me out or whatever. And I probably was just sitting there bored out of my mind. And that book was laying there somehow, and I was encouraged and unctuous to pick it up and read it. But I didn't really put that much emphasis into it. But, you know, again, it's like the mind. You take information in, it's not always used right away. It's like it lays dormant some kind of way until it's needed or until there's an opportunity for it to be used. Yeah, I like that word better. Instead of it being needed, but an opportunity for it to be used. It just sits there and it waits. So that right there is a help for somebody. If you're listening, you probably have your mind also full of things that you learned through experience, through your teachings, through what have you, over the years, and probably what happened, it's laying there dormant because it's not being used. And so it's your job to bring it. It's your job to use it, to wake up and use it. So, again, this tip, that I had heard by Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. He said, the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. And when he said it, it made so much sense to me, and I've never forgotten it. So then I talk about in the second paragraph, I said, and having a financial growth mindset means that you are mentally ready to work out the details, the steps, the plans, and the actions that can lead you to being successful with your finances. That's all. That's all. That's all I'm going to share today, mostly because it's all I have time to share today. And I want you to get yourself a copy of this book. Now, here's what I'm going to do, because we only have a few minutes left to the show. Those of you who are on the phone lines, and I can see who's on the phone lines, I want you, if you don't have a copy of this book, I want to get a copy of this book in your hands. And even if you have the book, you can inbox me on Facebook. Many of you know how to do that. Or you can send me an email to releaseyourpower@hotmail.com. releaseyourpower@hotmail.com. So for all of those of you who are dialed in, and I can see who's dialed in, you can either inbox me, because you know we have our page on Facebook, we have our group page, we have our event page. Those of you who have been watching the show, or even if it's your first time, I'm letting you know how you can find us. You can go to Facebook and type in The Little Lisa Show, and a page will come up, and I check that page every day. I look at my Facebook pages every day. Not saying that I'll be doing that every day come next week because I start school, but that's another story. But I will be checking it as often as I can. But certainly for those of you who tuned into the show today, you're going to get your free copy of Create Your Financial Success. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited for you to get the book. And there are other tips in the book about how to create your financial success. Tip number 8, just so that you'll know, is surround yourself with like-minded people. Now, it's a big problem for many people. They refuse. They just refuse. They flat-out refuse to do that. And then they wonder what the problem is. But that planning and taking that time to take that action for your personal self and your personal development, that is so, so, so important. Okay? And, you know, you can do it. You can do it. I know you can do it. Don't forget to sign up for, please don't forget, to sign up for the Be Better Challenge. And one of the areas and some of the ways that you're going to be better is through reading these books. And, you know, I know a lot of people are into personal development. I'm into personal development because I've seen how it has advanced my career. I've seen how it has advanced my life. So I want to convince other people that you should also be into personal development, self-investment. Also, I want to say that for those of you who are entrepreneurs, you have to be responsible for your own personal development. You don't have an HR department that's going to look over your background and do career planning with you and send you off to workshops. So, entrepreneurs, you have to know what personal development things you need. Yes, you know how to run your business, and yes, you know how to write a marketing plan, and you know how to promote your business, but what about personal and professional development? And so that's where Coach LaLisa comes in. So if you want to work on your personal and professional development, if you're, you know, tired of wondering why you're losing customers, why you don't have clients and customers coming to you, and you know your techniques, you know what you're doing in your business, it could be that your personal development or your professional development just needs some tweaking. It may not need an overhaul. It might. It just depends. Everyone is different. So I love you. Thank God for you. I'm glad you tuned into the show. I'm glad I tuned into the show. Yeah, hey, don't forget, #bring it. on Facebook and Twitter. I'm going to go and read some of those hashtags later, see how many people actually said something in there. But that's all we have time for. Don't forget, register. Doing a full-fledged launch on Sunday. I'll be on Facebook on Sunday signing people up and getting ready for the intake, getting ready for the seminars, the webinars for you to how to you could be better, whether it's go back to college, whether it's renew your wedding vows, whether it's just be a better person, be a better mother, a better father, better entrepreneur, be a better teacher, a better leader. Be better, let's be better. Let's be better than we've ever been before. So God bless you, love you, and have a great day. This has been the Louisa Show, and I'm your host, and honored that you would tune in and that you would listen to this show. I am honored. Please make a post on Facebook. Encourage somebody else. I beg you not to keep this good news and information to yourself. That's selfish. Share it. Tell somebody. If you've gotten anything out of it, and if they can't tune in at 7 a.m., the show is in the archives. But if you want more, don't forget, go to my website, coachlalisa.com, or you can go to release-your-power.com. And actually, there's about a few other websites, so let me just give you a couple more that may help you. For those of you who want to write a book, and you need to know about self-publishing and how, and you want to self-publish your book, go to selfpublishingworks.com. You can go there, you can sign up, take the course, and you'll learn how to do your own book. You'll have a book within 21 days or less. The rest of you, if you want to do speaking your way to millions, .com. You can go to that website. I will tell you how to get speaking engagements, how to set your fees, how to plan your speeches, how to break into the world of public speaking. It's been wonderful. I've gotten paid. I love it. There's nothing else I'd rather do than do that and be a motivational public speaker, and that's just what I do. And another website that you can go and take webinars and training. Some of them are free, some of them are not. You can go to anymeeting.com/my name, Louisa J. Williams. Go there, webinars, seminars, training, topics. I love, love, love you, and I'll see you on the other side of success. God bless.